What's up, y'all? It's your boy, The Amazing King, coming to you live and in color, bringing you that oh so amazing touch. And I want to welcome you back to the Get Ready For It podcast, season four. Before we get this game started,
season four?
Yeah, you did. You said four. You
know, listen, I'm thinking ahead. I'm thinking of the future. I'm thinking what my life could be in the next season. You see, that was a good comeback, right? I was able to get it together.
I like that. That's a good cleanup.
Welcome to season three of the Get Ready For It podcast. Before we get this game started, I want to go ahead and introduce you to my co-host for today.
You already know what it is. It's Savage XL, always providing that X and that L.
And how are you doing today, Savage?
I'm actually doing well. I'm in a good spirit, good mood. You know, I feel good, feel healthy.
I'm glad to hear that.
How you doing? How you doing? I'm sorry.
I'm living in the spirit of the Lord.
that's
the best I can do. Thank you.
I like it.
Okay. Listen. Anyway, listen, you guys. Let me get this energy together. Listen, you guys. We got somebody back. I know you're like, why is he saying back? Because this man was on this platform before, but there was some technical difficulty that was caused by a certain co-host, KP, where the music was just a little bit too loud. And I need y'all to be able to hear everything my man got to say. This is the number one comedian in the 813. I'm claiming it's my boy, Tony Fats.
What up, Biff?
Tony.
What's happening?
We appreciate you for coming back.
I appreciate you for bringing me back.
I had to DM this man and say, listen, I need to talk to you for a minute. There was a mistake that I didn't cause. I automatically shifted the blame to somebody else. Because, you know, even though I'm the leader, we need to put the blame where the blame belongs. It wasn't me.
It was a mistake on everybody. I'm gonna take the blame for KP. You know, he wasn't even here. I wasn't,
but you know I wasn't working that machine.
Nah, you weren't working.
So I'm gonna shoulder the burden. It's all right though, man.
I'm not okay.
We gonna get it right today.
Damn thing. Yeah,
cool. We gonna get it right today.
Right. So let's go ahead and ask you some familiar questions to you, but nobody knows what the hell we talking about because you know it didn't come out. Tony Fast, let's talk about you a little bit, man. Who was the first person you recall making you laugh?
Making me laugh?
Yeah, making you holler.
Seen so many people, that's hard to say.
Go back in time. Like in family. Time, you was like when you was a little kid, like that, but you know what? That made me holler.
I understood the joke.
Right, yes.
Is it Chris Tucker or Bernie?
Mm. Okay, those both good ones.
It's gonna be Bernie for me, regardless of the situation.
Bernie,
one of the other. Well, I understood the joke, Chris Tucker or Bernie. That was Chris Tucker, Def Jam.
Oh, which one? Which
the,
one?
The Roach joke, where he said, "Oh, he was like, he went to kill a roach. He go grab a knack. He come back. The roach was gone." That joke
too legit to quit.
Too legit to quit.
Yeah. I know which one you talk about. That was before that your time. I get it.
It probably was, but that's okay. Back to my man Tony Fats. I'm 28.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
bit.
You
missed it by a curve. You a 93 baby?
92.
Wait, what month?
July.
Yeah, you're a 93 baby.
What?
You're a 93 baby.
No, July is in the early parts of the year.
No, see, July is at the half, yeah, the half mark.
At the latter half.
Yeah.
Now, if you would have said
I'm an early July. July 9th.
I'm damn near June, my guy.
Come on, man. Nine days.
Nah, yeah.
9 days is past a week. That's a quarter of the month gone right now.
Tony Fats, tell the people about yourself a little. Let them know who Tony Fats is.
Stand-up comedian, actor, writer.
Hey.
Future husband, family man.
I got to do it. Shout out to that, man.
Last time you guys, he was here, he brought his lovely fiance.
Yes,
and shout my girl out.
Shout out to my baby Esther.
Shout out Esther. Okay.
She's in grad school to be a family and marriage therapist.
Okay.
Can I drop a bomb for her?
Drop a bomb for my baby.
I got it.
She graduates this December. She definitely gonna be one of the ones in the field that I'm saying this because, you know, this is my baby, but because I do therapy myself. And she's a good therapist. Even in our relationship, I can see how she sometimes try to, because she knows mentally how to win.
Right.
But when I see her take the back seat because ethics, oh man. Just that alone, I love it.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations again.
She's going to be one of the best therapists out there, man.
Listen. Shout out to my girl. She came out here last time. She sat for the whole hour, whatever time we would say, shut up. I'm sorry she couldn't come back again because, you know, the mistake that was caused in the first episode. Anyway, what made you want to do stand-up?
This was back when I was in school in Tallahassee. Cause I was doing the YouTube thing, you know, then, you know, that's when Spoken Reason all them was doing the thing. You know, that's when YouTube was really social media before social media was social media.
Right.
And I was seeing them do that, and then I ended up getting indicted. And after I got indicted, I think that's when, you know, all my people was like, man, you should try going on stage. You should do stand-up.
Right.
And I tried stand-up for the first time after that.
What happened on that first time?
No lie, listen, when I look back at the video, you know, you can hear laughs. I killed it.
Right.
But where I'm at now,
I mean, but you got to start somewhere, though. Yeah. That's where it started.
For my first time, it was comfortable. I fell in love with the rush. It was like a drug.
Making people laugh.
Hell yeah. Get on the microphone, you got all them eyes on you. You're probably going to see like the first two rows. After the first two rows, you like.
Everything else is a blur. Everybody just.
It's like you don't see no faces. So sometimes I like to jump from the front to the back. You know what I mean? That helps my confidence.
Right.
Because if I'm constantly looking you in your eyes, and you get some people just stone cold.
Right.
It's like, all right, let me look past you.
Right. you ain't even cracking it.
Yeah, not your confidence is shaking. I got you.
So whenever I scan the room and I run across those, I look in the back.
Right.
Make my way back to the front. So I go from front to back, and it's a rush. It's a rush. I can't explain.
Listen, you have to have a sense of confidence to get up there and not know if your jokes are going to hit.
Man, I'm going to always be a confident motherfucker.
That's real.
You know what I mean? I'm my biggest critic. I'm also my biggest, like, ain't no fight like the one in your head.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, up here, you know, in my mind, I know I can also be the one that, like, man, damn, dog, I ain't. And then it's also that, nah, fuck that. I'm finna get it. I'm gonna win. You know what I mean?
Right. So,
and it's that side of me I'm always have, that when you get on stage, you take that and you get on stage, it's like, man, I own y'all ass.
What's the downside of being a comedian? What are the struggles you have faced?
You broke. Bro, like, you don't make no money outside of social media. If you don't tap into the social media side to really market yourself, brand yourself, because ain't nobody really personal no more. Ain't no personal interactions no more. You know what I mean? Outside of that, and like I was saying, Tampa ain't really got like a comedy culture.
Right.
And that shit make it hard. So you're going to be broke until you learn how to really make money. Like, I want to do stand-up.
Right.
Social media pays.
Right, it does.
But until I figure that side out, I'm in the gym doing stand-up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's really what I want to do. I want to do the acting, though.
Yeah.
But I always want to come back to the stage because, like I said, it's a drug for me.
Right.
I love that shit. So,
because I believe at one point you were doing Apollo Tampa or Tampa Apollo?
Tampa Apollo, yeah.
Tampa,
yeah.
Apollo. Are you still doing that?
Have
you moved past that?
I kind of just switched my energy somewhere else. You know what I mean? Something that kind of benefited me more. What I mean? And Tampa Apollo was a huge
opportunity
for me. You know what I mean? So shout out to Wolf and Rico. You know what I mean? It was a real huge opportunity for me. But as far as like what I can get out of it for me,
right?
I wasn't really
getting what you needed.
I wasn't getting what I needed. You know what I mean? And I don't want to sit on my energy. This is something I know I can bring to the table. So it's like, all right, well, let me finish building my own table.
That's very actually intelligent, because there's a lot of people, like you said, would just sit there because it is an opportunity.
Because it is an opportunity, yeah. And it wasn't like, I know because a lot of people was, you know, starting to really pick up on the Tampa Apollo.
Right.
You know what I mean? So Wolf had like an incredible idea in mixing the music with the comedy. He had an incredible idea, but as far as like, that was his idea.
Right.
It didn't have an identity for Tony.
Right.
And even during the show, sometimes I was trying to create an identity for myself.
Right.
And it was more so like, oh, okay, well, we got Tony Fast who's opening up for our features. And it's like, I'm a comedian. You know what I mean? I ain't opening up for nobody since, and no disrespect. You know what I mean? If it's somebody who I know for a fact, like, nah, I ain't trying to follow behind this motherfucker.
Right.
Like, nah, bro, I open for them. But it's like, bro,
You funnier than the people that you open
that's
it up for.
That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
No, respectfully. That makes, yeah. Creating an identity for me.
That makes sense.
So it's like I'm good.
King, if I can, let me ask a question real quick. So how, like, when you looking for these events, are you like, are you getting the offers, or are you like looking for just stand up comedy events? Like, yeah, I know you said you was in like West Virginia and things Are you looking for them, or are you like getting any invites to
them? So the ones I've done since 2016, majority of them are invites.
That's what's up.
So ones I do that I don't post, don't promote, is ones that I go to and I'm looking for an opportunity. You know what I mean? And those would be ones like recently I opened up a DC Young Fly.
That's what's up.
When he was down here.
I saw that online.
On the 10th, January, last month, right here. When he was down here, I opened up for him. And that was really at the right place, right time. You know, shout out Tom G. Tom ain't know I was going to be there. Tom, you know, I ain't know he was coming. It was the last show of that weekend. So, you know, I'm thinking like, because I know Tom and DC got their relationship. So, you know, I'm thinking like he done already went. So, because a lot of people like, oh, you know, people were saying I was riding coattails.
Right,
and that ain't what I do. I was literally at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, opportunity knocks.
And how
yeah.
it happened, I was supposed to go to the first show. And I love going to the first shows because that's when you get that real raw energy.
Yeah.
When you're a comedian and you're doing two shows a night and you're on stage 20 minutes and you're saying the same joke the exact same way, it get boring to you. Like, y'all don't know it. You know, y'all, because we up there laughing, but that shit's so rehearsed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's
been
like,
over it.
After a while, I was like, okay. But but we love the feeling we give y'all, though.
Right.
So that gives us the energy to do it. You know what I mean? So I went to the last show, Sunday night show. And just so happened Tom walk in, and he was like, Tony, come on. And yeah, man, shout out. That was like a huge opportunity for me. Shout out to Tom G for that.
Right place, right time. That's what's up.
Because I was already going to ask, because, you know, I know who the managers is at the Improv. So I'm like, hey, man, you know who his people is? He, you know, let me get 4-5 minutes. I ain't going to do too much.
Yeah.
Little opportunity, you know, not only showcase my talent for people who I know don't know me. That's my number one. I go for the people who don't know me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You signing, I mean, you bought tickets for DC. You don't know who the fuck I am. Even if you're from the same city, I know it's a lot of people here that don't know who the hell I am. So the fact that it's a packed room, I go for that first. It's like, man, I know he going to sell this bitch out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me get 4 minutes. All I need is 3. You know what right. I mean? And I want to get it in.
Crack them in the side.
Hit them right where they be dining. All right, man, I'm Tony Fats. I'm from Tampa. My social media says, you know, and that's what I do it for. And if, you know, whoever show it is, if they seeing it and they like, man, he rocking the crowd. They yeah. liking it. You know, I done got 2 tours off of that.
And you just come prepared. Even though you don't know if they're going to even let you on stage, you come prepared anyway.
Anyway,
you got to.
And I do it too. Because of that, mm-hmm. I do it for comedians I'm fans of. You know what I mean? Like, yes. If I'm a fan of DC, I'm just like, man, I'm gonna just go. If I don't get on the show, at least I got to see him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I got a relationship with the Tampa Improv, so I could just, you know, no flex. I can just go and I ain't got to pay for a ticket.
How's the interaction between you and like the celebrities that you happen to come in contact with?
Man, all of them. Anybody from Duval, Robert Powell, DC, Ronnie Jordan, Seinfeld at the Miami Improv. Once they know you a comedian, they really just be on some like frat kind of vibe.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit, you a comic? All right, well, let me offer you this. You know, let me offer you that.
That's what's up.
Shit like that. And then, and comedians respect it. Michael Blackson, man, they respect it when you can just
go.
When you come up to him like, hey man, let me get 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Right. If I'm not asked too much. If not, I'm still enjoy the show.
So it is a tight-knit community, like as far as like the bigger
community. Ones.
Yeah, I got you.
Within the city, it's kind of gritty. Comedy, period, is gritty.
Everybody trying to come up.
You go out of town, bro. You might fuck around and say you build a relationship with another city outside of your city. Man, you might fuck around and hear a comic in that bit telling your jokes. They know you ain't from there. So, you know, you come killing it and shit. You might pop up like, man, let me go pop up over here. Like, I ain't been out here. You know, and you just hear a nigga telling your jokes.
You stay fresh with the material? Or do you, I mean,
I try my best to, yes. Okay. But after seeing DC last month, I got a long way to go. When I got a long way to go.
So talking about, you know, you gave a little props to DC. Which comedians inspired you the most? Like,
of course, Bernie,
of course, legend.
Sid,
legend.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey.
Okay, give you that.
Jim Carrey. Mike Epps.
Okay.
Duvall. Eddie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eddie, I like Eddie movies. People hate when I say this. I like Eddie movies more than his stand-up.
Of course. Okay. He's I think he's like a
And I haven't seen Eddie do a stand-up special in I don't know how long.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
To really say I'm a fan of it. You know what I mean? I was born 19, and my birthday tomorrow. I was born 1990.
Oh, happy early birthday, man.
Yeah, appreciate that. I was born February 1st, 1990. You know what I mean? So I can't sit here and say, well, I remember it. Eddie ain't done stand up since the early 90s.
Exactly,
bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
delirious.
So for me to be like, oh, Eddie, you know, everybody be like, Eddie. It's like, bro, I don't remember that. I can't say Richard Pryor. And have I went back and looked at those jokes? Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I get it. I understand it, but they outdated. I ain't in that time.
Gotcha.
So it's like, I can't, but Eddie, period. Hell yeah. I'm waiting to see his new Netflix special. He working on it now.
I didn't hear you say Kevin Hart. You don't really jive with him.
That man said the people he wanted to list.
No. I know. I'm asking. It's just
that
a
man
question.
Didn't say Kevin. Steve Harvey. He didn't say Cat Williams. He listed the people.
Oh, no,
Steve Harvey. I mean, he's funny, but you know,
I'm
he's
just
not
talking about the people that as far as me.
I got you.
I like Kev's hustle and what he like. I don't think nobody has done more for Kev. I mean, for comedy than Kev. You know, the opportunities Kev opened up the doors for, like the Laugh Out Loud Network.
He's driven.
Like, yeah, it helps.
Yeah, he driven.
Comics like me who don't, like, I without the Laugh Out Loud Network, I would have never heard about Netflix as a joke. You know what I mean? And Netflix, right before the pandemic happened, Netflix was supposed to have this huge comedy festival in L.A. It was going to be, like, over 300 comedians there from big to small. And, like, it was tickets available. Like, and I'm on the internet. These tickets was expensive, but that's an investment in my career. You know what I mean? Right. If I could just get in the same room. And just, hey, you know, I'm Tony. Here's my tape. You know, this is my brand. Mm-hmm. You know, market myself. Bring my stuff out there. Like, you know, comics love that shit. So, I'm about to record a set. I was calling it a special until I spoke with an OG. So, I'm going to just call it a set. I'm recording my set this summer. COVID had backed it up. It was supposed to be this coming Friday.
Yeah, COVID fucked up a lot.
COVID fucked it up. And then with the Super Bowl here. What I was planning and then what actually happened with Tampa making it to the Super Bowl, you know, them people like, hey, we got people trying to do this.
Yeah.
You know, your budget was this. It's just business. It's like, you know, it's just business. Like,
you understand it.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I ain't, look, nigga, they talking about $1,000 a night for an Airbnb.
Where do you see your career going? Last question before you. What do you see Tony Fats going like? What do you want? What's your ultimate goal?
Ultimately, I want to own a comedy club right here in Tampa. I want to die on around Mount Rushmore of comedy.
I like that. I like
that's what I'm aiming for, and that's why I try to stay a student of it. You know what I mean? Also, I want to win a Emmy. I want to win an Oscar, a BET Awards.
Soul Train Award.
Right. When I seen the Soul Train Awards recently, you know, I hate the virtual stuff.
Right.
But when I seen it, that's in my mind. I'm manifest. I'm watching me going, like, winning the award.
Soul Train.
Yeah. I want those more than the Oscar and Emmy.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here and play stupid either. I want an Oscar and Emmy. You know what I mean? I want to be one of those.
Big goals that you will achieve. Tony Fats, tell the people where they can find you at, man.
You can find me on Instagram, Tony Fats, TONIFATZ. You can find me on Facebook, Craig Antonio, Craig spelled with a K.
Y'all make sure y'all check out this man Instagram. He has some funny, hilarious videos up there. And Tony Fats, I can really see it for your future, man. Y'all make sure y'all check him out on every single platform. Type in his name. You're going to see his YouTube pictures, other pictures, shit, and everything under the book. This man is putting some work in the 813.
Hey, put them on.
So we're going to move on here to another topic we're going to go ahead and discuss. And Tony, we want you to hang around because we're going to get your opinion on some things.
Okay, bet.
Okay, some topics, some hot topics, some segment we got up here. We're going to start off with my man XLXL segment, please.
All right, well, y'all already know, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time for another XLXL segment.
Tony, his voice is going to get real deep. Watch this.
Now, where you as the listener can send in your emails for yours truly to read and provide advice. Of course, all submissions are 100% anonymous. Now prepare yourself, because these can be anything from the mouth.
Tony
to the
is
world.
Hollering.
Let's begin. This one's called Seems a Little Odd. Hey, what's up, Savage? This one's a strange one. I just have to ask, what to do if the girl I'm having sex with always farts during sex? I'll be honest, the sex is dope as fuck. We enjoy being around each other, but her farting blows me because it's constant and it does have a smell to it. I just want to know, should I say something without hurting her feelings, or how should I approach it? XL, XL. Hey, real talk.
You gonna answer this?
He's gonna answer.
I'm gonna provide my advice, but I just want to know what you got
to
say.
No, you supposed to go.
I'm gonna provide first, my advice. No. So to Buddy who sent this in, I would just say if y'all have that connection, if y'all real, you know, you seem like y'all hang around, be real with her, because if you saying it's constant, you obviously had sex with her a couple of times, so you know it's something that's ongoing. There are medical issues that can cause that. Or it could be queefing. Are you sure it's really coming from her ass? But you said there's a smell, so that could be underlying issues. Like I said, man, just try to talk to her, see if there's something y'all can come to a compromise about. Tony, what you got to say, man?
Man, fuck all the smooth shit, dog. Listen, if you hit the front or back, put a cotton ball in that bitch booty hole, man. So next time she shoot one out, it'll backfire on her ass, man.
Right.
It'll come out of her mouth. So if she farting while she riding, I really wouldn't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? My nose ain't nowhere near there. Ain't facing me.
Right.
But if you hit in the front of the back and she just keep farting, put a cotton ball in that big boot. Right.
You know what I know something, man? When I was reading this, I was like, damn, is she farting like while he eating the pussy too? I was like,
listen, I ain't gonna lie, that happened to me.
I think that happened to a lot of dudes. Eating. I think that happened to a lot of dudes.
I tried. And you only gonna try until you realize you taste it.
Right. Ooh. Cause it went from the nostrils. And that bitch went to them taste buds.
It hurt.
And it
it hurt.
You started,
cause it's like, especially with this your girl.
Right.
Oh man.
Like, you farted in my mouth.
Did you speak on it?
You just say, baby, we gotta stop.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I kept it going.
Hey, that's real. You say it was your girl. I feel you.
It was hard.
Hey.
You a gentleman. Hey. You a gentleman in the scholar.
Hey. Hard than a mother.
Hey. You should have pissed it in the mouth.
Oh.
But listen. See, each his own. I've been saying with that. My Savage XL opinion is damn. That's some shit right there, ain't it? I mean, listen, would you stop? I don't know if I would stop. If it like hit you like a gust of goddamn.
He said it was
if
good.
You
stay,
if you know anywhere but tip of terrace with that nasty smelling come get you.
Going down slide, yeah.
If it hits you
going
in the face, it just, ooh,
yes, I might have to. I might slide 56.
Right, over but there you, by that McDonald's.
But you
shit,
already know in a hot school. Ass room, though, that shit gonna stink as fuck. Like, it's gonna really like fumigate that bitch.
Listen, this time of year, you better fuck with the windows open and the ceiling fan.
Turn the fan on.
That's when you say, baby, let's go in the shower real quick. Let's try something different in the shower.
That shower should be straight until you realize that shit.
Bro, you no,
mixing in with the fog in the bathroom. Now you sitting in there with that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Shower sex just ain't up there for me.
I don't like shower sex.
Yeah, you know, I want to feel the wetness.
Like
of
I'm fucking drowning.
Yeah,
I need your. Okay, go ahead, wrap up this segment, please.
Anyway, if anybody got anything to send in to yours, truly, just make sure you send it at savagexcel.grfi@gmail.com. Keep in mind that all submissions are 100% anonymous, and I'll make sure that King don't know who sent them in. All right, appreciate it, y'all.
That was hilarious.
Let me tell you one thing: Keith Sweat ever retired, boy, you just feel right on.
Hey, man, we trying to get though. Actually, matter of fact, we manifesting it, man. We gonna be up though.
We gonna get there, man.
Anyway, let's move on to another segment that I love to talk about. It's the shit people say on Facebook. Tony Fast, I don't think you did this last time when you were here. So what we did is we found a couple of things that people said on Facebook. Questions, statements, quotes. We're going to get our opinion about this one. It's probably like one of the most highly requested segments that we have here. Let's go ahead and start this off. Once again, I did not say this. These are some people on Facebook that done said this shit, okay? I am not the friend that's going to talk you out of a fight. Go beat the ass.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We boys, so we know which homeboys is equipped to
throw hands right.
And who ain't. The homeboy I got
right.
That talk a lot,
right.
Can't fight.
I'm going to encourage him to go. I'm like, yeah, man, go get that nigga.
Right.
Go get that pussy ass nigga.
Right.
Yeah. Because, man, you ain't finna be barking around me. Dog.
Right. You want to see bite. What's up. Yeah, I feel right. You, bro. I feel you.
If I know he finna go get him a fresh one-on-one.
Right.
You know when you ain't like that.
Right. You really do. You
just
know. You
chill out, bro. And even when you like that, you be chill because you know you like that.
Exactly.
So it's like, bro, just chill out, bro. So, you know, I'm going to encourage the ones that can't fight. Hell yeah. Go beat his ass.
Because basically, you're going to learn something out of the situation.
I done lost more fights than I done won, but bitch, I'm going to fight.
Right.
Okay.
You feel me? And I know that's how that dog to fight. In you. Yeah. But I also ain't going to fight a nigga I know I'm going to beat. I want to fight
that's
a nigga
real.
That make my heart rush.
Yeah.
That make me like, because like I said, bro, ain't no bitch in me. You feel me? I'm a confident right. Motherfucker. So yeah. It's like, man, all right, let go. And it done got me on the ground a few times. You
right.
You feel me?
It made you stronger, though.
Right.
It made you stronger.
I said that to say this. When you know you lost.
Right.
And you ask who won.
You better be expecting.
You got some mental issues.
I want to tell him. I want to be the whole boy like, bro, you got your ass whooped, bro. I don't know why you did that.
Right. Hey.
Took your stupid ass over there.
Took your stupid ass out there with that goddamn bat. Know your ass is finna get fucked up. Listen,
you gonna send him out though? You gonna send out the ones who can't fight?
If they bark it, yeah.
I'm probably not. I'm probably gonna be like, listen, homeboy.
I'm gonna be like,
listen, homeboy, you ain't never fought in a day in life. You better leave that man alone.
But see, if you say
I'm
that,
I'm a warning. If I say that, he still do it.
He don't want to prove his point to you, Mo.
Yeah,
because he see you all the time.
Right.
You don't want to get it to your homeboy.
Because, hey, you know, every time he pop up, hey, bro, you got your motherfucking ass whooped.
Bro, listen, hey. I would rather somebody else do it. And I'd be able to tell him that rather than me show him you ain't. Because then it's going to fuck about it. Like, because you a cool nigga.
Yeah.
I fuck with you, but you just ain't like that.
I got to be real. I'm going to tell him. I'm trying to persuade him not to go do it because I know if they can't fight and we cool, I'm going to probably have to end up jumping in. You feel me? Not jumping in like it's a one-on-one, but you know just they got boy. Exactly.
That's the best part.
Man, next one. As long as Pornhub is free, your OnlyFans won't get no bread out of me. Amen.
I don't know. Listen, you got some females that's on OnlyFans.
That's certain people you want to see.
Listen, I don't got no OnlyFans account. I ain't paid for none, but I do know some females on there that you can't see on Pornhub.
I got
like if Megan Good got one, I may have to take a peek.
Megan Good, she ain't on that like that.
Oh,
I got. Listen, I got a joke about that shit. Mm-hmm. About because you know I'd have been on back OnlyFans for about 2 years.
You been on it?
Nigga, I'd have had an OnlyFans account for about 2 years, but not on like that I should be shit. Making money on it. My dumb ass. You know? But I got a joke about how. You know, because they be like, oh, you know, when the OnlyFans shit was popping, everybody was like, oh, why would like that nigga?
Yeah.
Right.
And the joke kind of go like, you know, you're right. You know, Pornhub is free. But the bitch you went to high school with ain't on Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
You been wanting that pussy since the ninth grade.
Right.
Ooh.
And she busting it for the $3.99.
Ooh.
I got $3.99.
She got that lifetime deal too, huh? The lifetime premium. I feel you.
Come on, bro. $64 for the year. I got $64 for the year.
You be telling them to keep it fresh, too.
Keep it fresh. You did good this Sunday. You know, hey, I ain't going to tithe. I'm going to give you a tip.
I got you.
Okay. Next one. I come from a house where my mama made us wash the walls.
That's a dirty ass house.
I don't know about washing.
My mom used to, listen.
You want to know why you don't know about that?
No,
because y'all ain't walking the house touching your people's walls.
Yep. That's what it is.
My grandma used
first
to
thing mom used to
us.
Say, "Do not touch my walls.
Don't go in the refrigerator till you wash your hands." Like, nah.
Listen, that's why I say that's a dirty ass house.
Yeah, yeah. Why your walls dirty?
And the reason I know because we used to have to wash our walls, and we had a dirty ass house.
Okay, man. Next one, man. Hey. Next one. Okay. Let me say this one. This is a long one. Okay, she must have been in her feelings.
Real quick, before we move on, I'm going to tell you something about them dirty ass walls, dog.
Go ahead.
It's when you walk in the house on a Sunday and the sun's shining and you realize how beige your walls look.
That off white.
With a little shade of brown going down the side. You done touched on the wall so long, all down the hallway, you like kids just been doing like this. I know, I'm telling you, man, we had a dirty ass house, man.
Bruh. King, please go.
Okay. Selling pussy is for emergency only, not crab legs.
Big cap.
It is.
Keep selling that pussy.
For real.
Keep selling that pussy. If you making money from it. You keep that pussy busted.
I don't give a damn if it's a bag of
7-Eleven no clothes.
Hold on, it got to be a limit to it. That
no, Lay's, the hell don't. If you Lay's want some chips. Lay's chips and you know that your pussy can get you that Lay's chips, you do what you got to do.
But if your pussy can only get you Lay's chips, it should be.
Go ahead. Give me it.
Break it down for him.
That's some good advice.
I'm gonna give some good advice right now. Because
everybody ain't got that good. Correct.
I'm right. Listen now. Hold on now. Because there's levels to that shit. You hear me?
That's real.
What you saying is true.
Right, okay.
But baby, don't sell yourself short.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna tell you something about a nigga with an urgency when he got when that dick hard.
Right.
I know because I'm a bro, live. That's why I gotta be in a relationship, because I'm a trick.
It ain't tricking if you got it though.
I'm a trick, bro. You hear me? If I ain't in a relationship, bro, you feel me? I'm gonna buy me some pussy, bro. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And I done had bad pussy that I done overspent on.
That's the worst.
I wish I would have just jacked my dick on.
That's the worst.
From her mindset, she know that pussy bad. Don't sell yourself short. Cause it's a nigga out there that's gonna spend it.
A lot of them out there too.
That's gonna spend it. You bet not. You bet not, goddamn. I'd rather him be mad than you.
Hey, I couldn't see myself going broke over no bad pussy, dog. I swear, I'd be pissed off.
No.
I'd be pissed off.
I ain't finna buy pussy to go broke, no. Nah. I'm gonna jack my dick, but I done bought some pussy.
But you know those people out there spending that cash for, though.
Listen, because they got it. If you got it, do what the fuck you want to do with it.
And just because she pretty, that don't mean her pussy good.
Hey, tell them again,
I done
man.
Had some bad bitches with some bad pussy.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Some crackheads with some good one.
Yes.
Moving on to the next one here. Okay, last one.
For a 1-2-5.
Last one here. Oh, this way. This is from a female who said this. You know, she said, "I tried to let my baby daddy be single, but y'all cannot even feed him right. Let me get my nigga back." This is a woman that got a listen. This is an upstanding woman right here. She let you go out there and wander and say, "No, give my nigga back. You, I ain't feeding him right." She a good woman. Somebody should marry her ass. No.
You want to go before I go?
I'm going to let you tell you this one, Tony.
She got bad pussy.
Mm.
She can cook.
If you can cook.
She can cook.
Listen, if you can cook, you can clean.
You going to, yeah.
And your nigga could go run the yard. Baby, listen. If your nigga run in the yard.
Drop it on him.
That's some bad pussy.
He dropping messages.
I'm going to tell you something about a bitch who got good pussy.
Go ahead.
I bet I cook and clean.
That's real. That's real. That's what I'm talking about. I'm
going to leave it like that.
Everybody can't cook oxtails. I bet she cook a mean ass pot of oxtails.
Nigga, is you listening to what I'm saying?
I heard what you said. I'm just saying.
I cook oxtails. Was taught by my goddaddy. Real blood clot Jamaican. I gonna cook and clean if that pussy good. The hell I'm outside running the yard for?
Hey.
So while you on Facebook bragging.
The real niggas know what's up. All
right.
we gonna do a little of what we, guys, I know you guys are familiar with the verse battle that they have with like music, but we're gonna take two comedians, whatever. I just fucked it over, whatever. We're going to take Mike Epps and Kevin Hart.
Ooh.
And we're going to put their movies that they've been in. We're going to compare them. And you tell me who got that one, who lost that one.
That ain't fair.
It is fair.
That ain't fair.
It is fair.
I'm going to tell you why it ain't fair.
It's only going to be six of them, but I'm telling you, I matched it up pretty good.
Oh, so you got the movies.
I got the movies.
Oh, right. I don't want to cut you off then. Let me hit the movies first.
Okay, first one. Next Friday versus Soul Plane.
I'm going to let you take it.
Next Friday.
I'm going to say next Friday as well.
Damn.
Yeah.
Soul Nigga, Plane. You picked Soul Plane?
Yeah, Soul Plane was funny, but it didn't win.
That shit funny as hell, man. It's low budget. That shit was. Come on, man.
Right, but it was funny, bro, but listen, it wasn't next
you
Friday.
You hurt my
though.
Dog, eh? Fucker.
No more like doors.
Get in between those two. Get in between those two. Nigga, what?
You're right, next Friday. But Soul Plane, don't see what Soul Plane, bro.
Give me a quote for Soul Plane.
Huh?
Quote Soul Plane.
The sweet smell of Alizé. When he was sniffing her listen. Next one, come on.
See, I don't know no quote. All I know is that Kevin Hart got his ass stuck in the toilet seat and got money. That's about, it was a decent movie.
The security guard. Funny. I'm on security shit. Got five kids. Yeah, what?
No.
Terry Crews. That was the man who did that.
Yeah.
I can tell you who was in the movie. I just don't.
Okay. Think Like a Man, Kevin Hart. All About the Benjamin, Mike Epps.
All About the Benjamins.
Yes, sir. All About the Benjamins.
All About the Benjamins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to agree with you 100%. That's
all about the
class.
All About the Benjamins.
That shit funny as hell.
Hey, I had to get the DVD twice. Yeah.
That's what he was like. Yeah. He was like.
That nigga nigga.
Yeah.
What's that joke? What's that joke he said about the
you
man?
You would really think he just won the lotto?
Yeah.
What's that? What was that man? He said joke about the receding hairline.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. You'll never find so your hairline.
Was that when he said 35, something like that? Listen.
No, that, oh, the white around your lips.
But right. Listen, everybody picked their lotto numbers like that.
Yes, they did.
Everybody
35, 30, 47, 35, 47.
Come on, man.
Okay.
That's a classic.
Friday, Mike Epps.
Friday after next.
Damn. Yeah, Friday after next. Sorry, okay. Friday after next. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Gotcha. And Jumanji.
Come on, man. First of all, none of the Jumanjis don't even top Robin Williams Jumanji.
It really
not at all. Nah. Not even
none of them is rocking with it. I think it's stupid as hell.
Yeah. I agree.
They're kids just, movie at this point. They're like,
Quick. Do you think Kevin Hart plays the same character in all his movies? To me, it's always
after
Ride Alone.
No, because he was already
typecast for that
way before he was. Kevin is just on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just think I can't no longer relate to Kev's character. Period.
To me, he's always playing just a short man.
I can relate to that. You know what I mean? Paper Soldiers is best movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's his best movie.
I remember that one.
Just keep it a buck. That's his most funniest movie.
So let me just ask a quick question since we're on the Kevin Hart situation.
Very quickly.
Yeah. So even though he's typecast, whatever, do you think he's better in movies when he's able to be himself or when he has that script that he has to stick to?
Man, listen, y'all seen Kevin Hart newest special?
The one where he's in his living room?
And they say he didn't do good.
Okay, so listen, you want to know why they say he didn't do good? Because Kevin Hart was trying to say what he wanted to say and was still being held back by whatever it is that's holding him back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You watched Kevin Hart earlier work. Kevin Hart said what the fuck he wanted to say.
Yeah.
He was telling, hey, no, that's gay. And Kevin, like, even before that, Kevin Hart said what the hell he wanted to say. Now, it's like, he done got to a level where he's like,
yeah,
he got a lot of back.
Do I want to fuck this up? Do I want to fuck that? Because you got to think, bro. I need endorsements.
Right.
That's 100% profit. Yep. I ain't never got to pay none of that back. You paying me to promote your company. I ain't putting no money into it. You just using me and what I bring. And I just think he done got to that level to where it's like, nigga, do I really want to lose it right now? And I don't blame him. But I think it's caging his talent up, yes.
Okay, the next one. Kevin Hart, Night School with him and Tiffany Haddish, or Next Day Air with Mike Epps?
I like Next Day Air.
Yeah, I like Next Day
Air. Next Day Air. I don't find Tiffany Haddish to be funny at all, so that combination didn't do nothing.
I like Tiffany Haddish in movies. I love Tiffany Haddish in movies. I think she's the funniest motherfucker with situational comedy.
Playing the same character.
I think
just give me one movie she done played in and she ain't played the same person.
I just think right now she's in that moment. Give Tiffany 5 years from now, she can develop. Because you got to think, you don't want to switch up too soon.
Gotcha. Okay.
People love who you are now.
Right.
And then I think Tiffany's just kind of letting everybody grow with her. It's going to be some people who ain't going to grow with her. They going to want her to stay where she at.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be some people that's growing with her. And then she collect new people. And, you know, same like Kevin Hart. You know, I would prefer earlier Kevin Hart. I'm not at where Kevin Hart at. You know what I mean? Some jokes I still find funny. You know what I mean? I still respect his grind and all that shit, but just as far as I don't think, like, you know, it's just wearing a two out. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't think Tiffany Haddish is funny. Mm-hmm. I think she's hilarious. You know what I mean? Kevin Hart, I think Kevin Hart is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't put him in my top 10. I would put his earlier work, but not where he at now. I don't like it.
Okay, last one. Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, or Ride Along 2?
Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Hilarious fucking movie.
I like that
movie, bro. Yeah. They don't get, that movie don't get enough credit.
Yeah.
When Martin Lawrence was fighting Monique.
I might have to go home and watch that now. I think I might have to go watch that.
I seen that 2 days ago.
When Martin Lawrence was fighting Monique as his sister, that shit was hilarious.
Had them lumps on his face.
She said she got the call. He said something crazy to her. She was like, okay.
It looked like you got bitten face. He said hit face with a bunch of nickels. Man, that nigga fought all throughout that movie. He stole a nigga jersey.
Yeah.
He got his TV about him. Money. I need a bag of ice.
How much them classics it? Though.
$350.
Yeah.
And we all got cousins like that. You feel me? Like, even Mike Epps now, he know how to feel like he, like, I feel like if Mike Epps came to my hood, I want to protect Mike. Like, yeah, hey, man, Mike, that nigga, man. This aunt, leave Aunt Long. Like,
I think he'll fit in, though.
I said everybody would fuck with him. Yeah. But that's just because I don't think he would need security to go through, like, East Tampa and shit like that. He wouldn't need that shit, man. If there's no Mike else, that man, everybody going to want to pull up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to move on to another segment. I like to call it Growing Up Blank. Basically, it's me saying statements like growing up and filling in the blank there. We're going to discuss those topics, all right?
All right.
So, growing up in a black church was like
born
early mornings,
long days,
forced quick naps, getting hit by Bibles and getting pinched,
hungry.
Oh yeah,
starving.
Told to shut up, pay attention,
strict,
rough, confused, all that shit. What the hell going on? Why am I 3 years old sitting in the sanctuary?
It be long. Sunday school. Oh, man.
My mama was in the choir, a deacon, and she put me in the children's choir.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much church that is?
Listen, yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I love children's choir.
Nah.
It's different.
A little bit, but sometimes it's a little
trying.
Rough.
They be trying.
Listen, that was all the females.
See, we had different levels. You had your children's, then you had your teens, then you had, you know.
But you going to grow up with your youth group.
Oh, see, okay, that's what you talk.
You feel? When you see La Cece grow up and then like CC.
Hey, the girls from the church be the worst ones, man. They be.
Let's move off the Lord real quick before we go too deep.
My father-in-law, pastor.
Next question. Growing up,
I cook and clean.
Growing up, not knowing how to swim was like
scary.
Bitch, throw your ass drowned in the fucking pool.
I almost drowned.
Yeah, I almost drowned. That's why
I did here. Too. Yeah. I did. Yeah, my pops threw me.
And I had to learn how to swim.
Yeah, then you had to learn. My mom legitimately put me in swimming class. I almost didn't drown. That shit was scary as fuck.
When you realize how easy it is, though, I feel like every time I always remember the time I almost drowned and the time I learned how to swim.
Right.
And I thought, how stupid am I?
It's just a whole bunch of goddamn kicking and flapping. That's how you do it, man. And then, bitch, if you drown it, bitch, just float. Crazy,
but
man.
But some people can't, they panic, though. They can't do
that. No, that's true. I understand that. But I remember one time I, like, almost legitimately almost drowned. My mom was like, she had to, like, save my life. She said, you go on a swimming lesson. I learned how to do that, bitch. I was in that bitch kicking, flipping, going all the way under, bitch, like a goddamn fish.
Okay, look. Nah, my Phelps over here.
Nah, my pops told me, he said, if you want to swim, he said, you better learn them for yourself. He threw me in the water.
I don't fuck with the ocean like that. That'd be too big. That'd be kind of scary.
Uh-uh, bro. Listen, they said the ocean is 87% undiscovered.
It is.
No. That's too big of a number.
I feel like as soon as I hit the ocean, I'm dead.
That's why when people, let's go to the beach, knee high.
That's it.
Did you hear about the lady that survived on the ocean for 2 years?
Nigga.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, high.
When I seen that, I said, man, ain't no way. They said she was missing for 2 years.
On the ocean.
Where did you go?
For real.
It's ships pass all through the ocean. Like, where did you go?
How you survive that bad weather nights? That's crazy.
What was you drinking? Because you can't drink ocean water.
Nope. Yeah. Your pee. You can drink your pee.
You cannot keep drinking your pee.
Yeah, you can't, but.
You could drink your
2 years, though.
You could drink your pee probably once a day. You got to think. If you're not taking in any liquids.
And are
eventually,
you drinking?
Eventually, when you start peeing. You peeing out some bad shit.
When it turned brown, they say. Yeah. Actually, that tenor, yeah, you right.
Can't drink that shit. Now, if you know what I mean? You know, you stay hydrated. You probably do it once a day. Save your goddamn life. Why you looking like that?
Just thinking about drinking salt water just made me just, ugh.
You ever had a golden shower?
Somebody piss on me? I don't get pissed on. Now, have I pissed on somebody else? Yes, I have.
I ain't going to lie. I had a golden shower.
On you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, teach his own. That's what's I
hey, listen.
I've done it.
You got a lot of life to live, God willing.
Who, me?
No, me and you. Everybody in here.
There's a lot of shit I want to try.
Hey, I'm with it.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay, another one. Growing up, not being tall was like.
Oh.
Let me get this footstool.
See, I'm 5'9", so I was always in the middle. Mm-hmm. I was never extremely tall. I was never extremely short.
So you didn't have the short. You ain't had the short.
I didn't have that battle.
You didn't have to put your stomach on the washing machine to get your clothes. You know, at the top you got to jump, put your stomach on the washing machine to get your clothes out. You never do that.
No, I have not. That wasn't a struggle.
Try to get as much out as you can in one one load, so when you drop your feet, you ain't got to get back up.
Now, my brother, was like, he was like 5'7". I just, it was.
My sister 5'1". My sister 5'1", so she real short. She real tiny.
Damn, 5'7" short?
Hell yeah, them 2 inches make a difference. It do, yeah. That's a lot of shit do. I really can't get off the refrigerator.
Yeah. My girl 5'6", so. Seriously. I mean, not if
I. Got a question. Has anybody just disrespected you? Like, you was trying to reach for something, they just came over your ass and just, you was just like.
All my homeboys taller than me. So, you know, I always, you know, like, I appreciate that.
And you look at their ass like, put it back. I got it.
I bet you be like, I grind your ass up, though.
Man, listen. Hey. The tall niggas got bad knees. Anywhere between 5'9" and 6'2" is perfect height.
Right.
Anything above 6'2", like, you got bad knees.
Yeah, I got jumper's knee. Yeah.
How old you is? I mean, how tall you is?
6'2".
See what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
6'2", once you hit 6'2" and you start getting, what you 6'2" and some inches, huh?
Well, like in a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all knees start. Them motherfuckers ain't the same.
Oh, that come from playing basketball, that damn jumping and shit.
Not only that, the law of gravity.
Goddamn knees.
The law of gravity, yeah.
Okay, next one. Growing up, being black was like...
getting your ass whooped for no damn reason.
Okay, automatically go to the mama beating your ass. True, I understand.
Yes. Listen, my sister, she got me in trouble a lot.
It's so much shit you can say about
growing like,
up.
Yeah, like, I mean...
It's so much shit.
Growing up being back, I'm black, going to the candy lady.
Let me get two hot sausages. I need a flip.
Bag of hot fries.
The frozen slushy.
Yeah,
the
frozen
that's
cup.
Frozen cup. Right. Uh-huh. We call them flips.
Right.
Let me get 2 Cool Ranch Doritos.
Right.
Yeah. And a 50 cent juice.
Right.
You already said the sausages.
I mean all this shit. At once.
And a Snicker.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you can't forget the...
Nah, you got that.
You can't forget the Snicker.
That's what you got to have.
And all that shit came out to be like less than $5.
Less than $5.
Honey buns too now. Don't forget the honey buns.
I was fucking with honey buns until like... because see, like, you got to get the honey buns when they're fresh. Like when... because sometimes you can bite into a honey bun and it's like...
that crust on the top.
I like when the sugar kind of crusts and the bun still like moist.
Okay.
I like it like that. But when it's like... if it's too glazy... or the sugar done crusted up and the bread done hardened. Nah. So it's like honey buns be hit or miss.
I like mine really glazy. Yeah. Warm, yeah. Put them in the microwave.
Growing up being black, it was prideful. I would say I would not want to be any other.
Listen, I tell my mother-in-law, she's hella Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's one of them Puerto Rican proud motherfuckers, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I'm very black proud. So living there is so fun because it's like I bring that to them and I start noticing how they be watching. Like when I walk in the house, sometimes they be watching The Wood or they'll be watching like
classic
soul food. Like I catch them going back to like
trying
the
to
early
China.
90s.
Yeah.
Right. And they love it.
Right.
They look up John Singleton. And like, because my in-laws are real movie. They movie mm-hmm. fanatics. So they look up all these black directors and black writers. They also, like, all of them got college degrees. So when I bring this motherfucker who done been arrested and dealt with racism and they seeing that this shit is real, just a little systematic racism and how fucked up they, like, them coming into our communities and all that shit, like, they fall in love with that shit. So living with them made me really realize how happy I am to be growing up black. And then also watching all these people try to steal our culture.
Yeah, yeah.
I love watching white rappers. Dead ass with like the slugs out and you know what I mean? I love watching that shit.
I mean, it just shows you that we do bring a different flavor to everything. Everybody wants
to
imitate.
I want us to start realizing it.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want them over. Like, oh, they stealing our culture. Like, nah, bitch, yeah, let them steal it. But, cause we man, think about it, man. Black people creators of a lot of shit, bro.
We innovators, man.
We very innovative, dog. Look, I done went to prison, bro. I done seen niggas like cigarettes with a battery and a wire from a Brillo pad.
Hey, tattooing in prison.
They'll take the clippers out the barbershop and they'll make a tattoo gun out of that shit.
Yeah.
I done seen black people a lot of
the motor
in
the vacuum cleaner. Take the motor out the vacuum cleaner and make it like that too.
No, we ain't have vacuum cleaners.
Before we wrap this up, I want to talk about just a few hot topics. And if you're not aware of it, I'm gonna try my best to explain it. I want to talk about Wendy Williams telling people that she had a hookup with Method Man.
Listen, man.
I don't think Method Man hooked up with that man.
No.
I don't finna say
she said in an interview that she hooked up with Method Man definitely back early in the stage. Do you believe it?
No, I don't believe it.
I believe he knocked her ass down.
I don't believe it.
I believe he told Wendy Williams. Come on, you just said.
I was finna say now. Hold on, good, church. Hold up, church.
It could be good. Okay, go ahead. Go
ahead. Let me kind of, you know what I mean?
Real judge. Okay.
Because I'm in my feelings about Wendy. I ain't never liked Wendy.
I'm on the fence with him.
My mama used to watch Wendy Williams growing up, and I never enjoyed her show because even as a young boy, I always kind of felt like, you know, you got the TV flow model, ain't but one TV in the house.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you get your time slot with the TV. Right. Shit. And them days where it's raining outside, so you got to be inside. Like, mm-hmm. Your mama watching All My Children to put you to sleep. Then you wake up with Wendy Williams and Judge Judy. Like, bro. And I would wake up and Wendy Williams be on TV, and she always talked bad about people. Mm-hmm. I ain't never liked that. Even as a little boy, I can always remember how I just never liked the feeling. So when I never really was a fan of Wendy Williams. But to lie on my nigga Method Man.
I don't think she lying, my guy.
I think she lying, dog. And I'm going to tell you why. Because listen, it's a lot. Listen, we'll hit some. It's some bad bitch niggas won't hit because they'll run their mouth. Period.
She done kept her secret for like...
Nah,
but bro. why would she come out and say it?
Because a couple of things. You already know how it works in entertainment. When people are like having a new, like, because she has a documentary in a movie that just came out.
Right.
So she was promoting her movie and her documentary, and I guess they asked her a question about, well, who in the industry have you possibly had relations with or hook up with? She said, with Method Man.
We talking Wu-Tang Man, Method Man.
Listen, you know, let me say this. You know niggas, right? You know niggas.
Yeah.
So you know niggas. That's what it don't matter how you look. If it's fire, it's fire.
Listen,
and why not try
no
it?
Matter,
and why not
no,
try
listen,
it?
Listen, I'm telling you, okay, okay. No matter. First of all, we won't even know if the pussy good till we get in it.
Right.
That's true.
That's number one.
Yeah. She could have talked herself up, listen, hyped herself up.
One thing I know, and this is some shit I know, we not finna hit a bitch if we think she gonna run her mouth.
I mean, it was different back then. It was like social media wasn't as big.
Wendy Williams,
I mean,
she was
the radio
she
station
was social
host.
Media.
It's, can't, hold on. Let me say this.
I mean,
this.
She probably had some good hits.
I don't recall. Now I was gonna say that.
She ain't
got
a lick of ass, so
head.
She probably make up everything.
I was gonna say.
What you gonna say?
I was gonna say. Will we take head from a bitch who run their mouth? Yeah, because it ain't too often. Bitches gonna be like, oh yeah, I got sucked this dick yesterday. Exactly. Ain't nobody finna just be out here loud.
So you saying right now you would take Wendy Williams down? That's what you're saying.
Hell no.
Yeah, no. Nah, hold on, listen. No.
She can finance a couple things.
Come she got to pay me up front.
Okay, how much?
She paid the whole thing up front?
How much?
Am I hitting raw?
Listen, she let me say this. She gives you an opportunity to be like a special, like on her show.
No.
A recurring special.
No.
A movie slot.
No. I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't even take the pay from it. I'm straight. I ain't gonna lie.
I eat her from the ass crack all the way to the goddamn for that check.
Have you seen Wendy
Williams?
See, and that's what's throwing me. That's what's throwing me. I will be honest though.
He would knock it down.
I would not, but I would get some head.
Knowing that
on those same regards. Listen, on those same regards. Give me that money. Yeah. Give me that money and you can suck this dick all day long. I don't give a fuck. But
and if you ask for some dick, you finna get that too. Because you know what? You done put me in the pedestal and I'm making money.
I don't know why. I just got lightheaded. I did.
But I'm going to turn the lights off though. I ain't going to know. You know what I'm saying? I can't.
No.
Oh, the lights got to be on?
Yes.
Okay.
No, if she requests for the lights are up and she up at
how
that
much money
fee,
we talking though?
See, I'm going to be. Only
listen,
reason
she
I
can offer me, if she say, I'm going to give you this opportunity and give you $500, I'm probably going to do it.
For $500?
But what opportunity?
And the opportunity.
What opportunity, though?
What opportunity?
Somewhere to progress my career. Maybe a slot on her show, recurring
I'm
slot.
You, listen,
maybe
listen,
an acting I'm gig,
just
something
keep,
like
listen,
that.
I'm going to keep it a buck. Listen, Wendy ain't never been an industry favorite, bro.
She hasn't, not at all.
So, it's like, what phone calls would she even be able to make on your behalf, bro?
Maybe if she got the money. Maybe she got the money, but that's what I'm saying. I don't want really her
she
hanging that over
with,
my.
With Fox.
That's what I'm saying. I'm straight.
I don't want her holding
it
that over
working.
My head, though. Yeah. I wouldn't fuck her, but I, like I said, I would. I definitely would, you know, get some head, bro.
I said what I said. Wendy Williams, let me talk to you real quick. If you ever want a moment with me, and you want to spend time with me, I like the letter P, and you shape just like it. And I'm willing to talk to you anytime you want, morning, moon, or night. Okay. I will ask for some funds or some money, but listen, we can make it work.
Wendy, she is ugly as fuck, though.
Don't say that about that old lady. Oh. I mean, that young lady. Listen, that's who will.
This is your boy,
the amazing king, coming to you live in color, bringing you.
You see her nose?
Bro, I can't. I take back what I said.
Wendy was on that real nose burner.
It's your boy, the amazing king, coming to you live in color, bringing also amazing touch. And thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Get Ready for a Podcast Season 3. Make sure you follow myself, me at AmazingIM_, and also the podcast page at Ready4_1. Savage, go ahead, sit people out.
Of course, y'all already know my IG. Y'all can follow me at Keith_SavageXL. And like I said before, if y'all got to send in any submissions, that's savage.grfi@gmail.com. Always be on the lookout for Elevated Mentality brand that will be dropping soon. And if you want to get your juices flowing, you can always check out my Savagely Mixed drinks as well. What's up, Fats? You want to let them know where they can find you at?
Y'all can find me at Tony Fats on Instagram, TONIFATZ. Facebook, Craig Antonio. That's Craig spelled with a K. You can find me at, I'm doing Tuesdays at 7th and Grove starting this year. Thanks.
Okay.
By the time this episode come out, it'll already be on there. So you can check me out Tuesdays with my boy Bar God, co-host.
Okay.
On Tuesdays at 7th and Grove. And follow my page for more updates and info.
All right. As always, man, y'all know. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
Appreciate y'all.
Peace.